This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front line.
Sure, we've done a lot of information war.
Killing people.
Alex Jones.
Radiating them. Injecting them. Sure, kids after the middle of the gates go out and give them shots. Tens of thousands die. Hundreds of thousands get paralyzed. And they've tested how to do it, how to have the doctors cover it up, and just have it normal. Can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Oh! But what about father? You're back for 2 hours in Gucciardi, or an hour and a half, to go through all of this. But you were getting into the flu shots, how dangerous they are. Three flu shots, even CBS News and big studies, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. The neurological disorders are exploding. It's the new modern human sacrifice. Take it. They admit it's never protected you, and just lower your IQ and just become brain damaged and enjoy the fog of death. It's liberal. Let's do it. Please.
Alex, this has all been going on during the election. Nobody even knows about this. I'm breaking this for the first time because I think it's so important. This is, mark my words, one of the worst flu seasons and will create the most damage ever in the history of the world. And I'm not saying that to scare people.
No, it's definitely there. But I mean,
I'm saying to warn you.
The Earth's overpopulated. Take your shot.
Listen, these two new vaccines are owned by a company called Seqirus, right? If you look into the Seqirus company, is owned by a parent company called CSL Limited. CSL Limited, the director, Dr. Tadasaka Yamada, is held a range of leadership positions in the health sector, including president of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, global health program, and chairman of research and development at GlaxoSmithKline. He currently serves as a director of Agilent Technologies and the Clinton Health Access Initiative, and a member of the National. You can't make this stuff up.
Bill and Melinda Gates said they want us to die.
But listen to this. Listen to this. I got the specs. By the way, if you can see this document, it says confidential on it. You see this?
Document camera. Right here.
Okay, listen to this.
Each
dose of the Fluad vaccine contains a California 2009 NYMC X181 H1N1, a California 2009 PDM09 like virus.
Ooh.
What is a like virus anyway? A Hong Kong 4801 X26-3B Hong Kong-like virus, Brisbane wild-type-like virus. It also contains MF59. This is the key ingredient right here. What is MF59?
I'm sure Bill Gates loves me.
Listen to this, though. It also contains cetyl trimethyl ammonium bromide.
That's really good for your thyroid.
So, also contains polysorbate 80, sodium citrate dihydrate, as well as egg protein, formaldehyde, and listen to this, may contain trace amounts of neomycin, kanamycin, and barium.
Gee, I wish we could get one of those doomsday machines.
So what is squalene MF59? Well, if anybody remembers the Gulf War syndrome.
Are you being racist against it? It's been linked to the Gulf War syndrome.
Well,
what's wrong with a bunch of soft flu people that have chronic fatigue? It's liberal. Take the shot and get ready to have your arms and legs sawed off.
No, but this is the biggest scandal ever in the flu vaccine world. There's no doubt about it. An experimental oil and water adjuvant, which was forced on servicemen beginning in 1999 via the mandatory anthrax vaccine.
Only the French didn't do it. They didn't have Gulf War syndrome.
And Captain Rovitz's comrade suffered severe and permanent side effects. This is, in the past 64 years, the United States military and other agencies within our government have used our servicemen and women as test subjects, which we've been saying for a long time, even when I was in the military, oftentimes in secret without informed
consent. Well, I think it's fair. I mean, we've tested on them. It's like the thing where she said men have died in wartime and raffled girls. It's their time to die. I think I think we should give all our kids this and just die, and I think it's liberal. You're going to be back later at 4 o'clock to go through all this in great detail. Let everybody know to tune in, Infowars.com/show. That's part of the revolution. This is a nightmare. Kids are getting paralyzed everywhere. They're testing to see if we notice it.
Don't get the flu shot. Do not do your research before you get the flu shot this
year. That's racist. Take it and get your coffin ready.
Save yourself.
No.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's Monday, November 7th, 2016. Less than 24 hours out, we have now reached the critical crossroads in history. The twilight of liberty, the long, dark night of tyranny, or the rebirth of human freedom, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide, this is the 52-hour live, uninterrupted, global broadcast covering the 2016 elections.
And we're now 2 hours and 9 minutes into worldwide broadcast. We've got about 50 hours left. They can't hide it. All over the country, they're catching fraud against Trump. Bev Harris is a nonpartisan hero. She's a Democrat. She's a liberal, like the real liberals I know that are really good people. I was a big enemy of Bush's. I was a big enemy of the Clintons. I didn't like the stuff they were doing. All the corporatism, the sellouts, the missile secrets to China. But Bev Harris, more than any other election fraud expert ever, really has exposed more than anybody. And she said, look, you're fixing it for Hillary. She was on last Monday. She was on, you know, 8 days ago with us. And she said, it's really crazy. And what did Julian Assange come out 5 days later in a big exclusive interview and said, the intel is they're going to fix the election. People keep saying, well, where's the big bombshells? He's released it. Obama talking to her with secret email, talking about keeping the public poor, disparaging poor people, talking about rigging CNN, rigging MSNBC, rigging questions, rigging polls, in between weird-ass devil worship stuff. I mean, you know, I quite frankly can't believe this stuff. And more came out today about them rigging questions that Wolf Blitzer would ask Donald Trump. The Democrats have hit a new bottom. I'm sure the Republican establishment that's been backing them would probably hit an even bigger bottom if it was some Republican candidate they put in. But Trump is the opposite of that. Now, our guest isn't on about Trump. He isn't on about parties. But the truth is, whether it's Assange or whether it's the head of the Green Party you're coming out saying Hillary's a vote for war, or whether you know, Jill Stein, real liberals just cover the facts. And the fact is there's election fraud going on. The fact is they've discovered software around the country that allows them to shave with the fractions. And so Bev Harris joined us last Monday. It was a huge bombshell interview. More than 8 million views just on video platforms, not just this show with 3 million listeners and viewers every hour now on average. So the good news is this is getting out. The problem is mainstream media is acting like none of this is happening. They will not cover it. They would have her on when she was exposing the Republicans of fraud. But she said, listen, and I know who he is. I'm aware of his work. She said, John Brakey is like one of the leading real experts you should have on. So we're honored to have him here. He is an elections investigator, election integrity advocate, and former business owner. He is co-founder of Audit AZ, Americans for Democracy, Integrity, and Transparency in Elections, which assisted with winning the RTA election records lawsuit, awarding plaintiffs the largest yield of electronic elections data in the country today. While fighting for transparency, publicly verified elections, John Brakey and his team discovered. And I should just let him go through this because this would take 20 minutes to go through. But they are the real deal. And they're proving it in court and winning. And now they found the mother lode. And it is just horrific to know this is happening. And then to see the media say it doesn't exist, there's no fraud. It's very, very painful. So election officials dig in to hide potential proof of electronic vote rigging Tuesday. So he's here to break it down, one of the leading experts. Bev Harris says bigger expert than she is. And she's a very humble lady. The point is she's been very effective and very accurate. Wow, thank you for joining us, sir. ElectionNightmares.com is there on screen for TV viewers, ElectionNightmares.com. You're the expert. Where should we start?
Well, you know, let's leave off where Bev Harris, you know, pick up where she left off, is that, you know, the big effort that we're making on a national level is that the technology is changing, and we want elections that are, one, transparent, take the black box and turn it into a transparent box.
Black House.
Yeah. Two, we must have elections that are transparent. And that means chain of custody. You know, it means in the ESNS world or Sequoia cast vote records that have a hyperlink to the ballot image. And then it also means that elections become publicly verifiable. And we know how to do that. And the technology is taking us there because the old system of a marked sensor technology is disappearing. And they are creating ballot images. Now, the bad thing about these ballot images, they're being destroyed everywhere. And that's what we're finding out. I have sued Pima County, won the court case. They must preserve their ballot images. And then we put another 10 counties in the state of Arizona on notice that if they destroy these images, they have committed a Class 6 felony. And we are urgently pushing them very hard and letting them know that we'll put our lawyers on them if they do destroy these images. And then we find it's happening in Colorado. Bob Petrakis in Ohio just sued his Secretary of State. And, of course, we have no media, but we got Alex Jones. And thank
you. Well,
I
was about to say, though, sir, Obama says there's no such thing as election fraud, but he separately says we're at the greatest threat ever from the Russians, So we've had to federalize it. I mean, that sounds like a fever dream or something. It sounds like insanity. What's really going on?
Well, we're moving into an Orwellian world, and everything they say is the opposite. And you know, we don't need the feds involved. We know, well, you know, in my experience, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years. In fact, Alex, this is my anniversary.
Wow.
For heading down the rabbit hole. It was on November 7th, 2004 that I caught a very sophisticated trick and switch going on at my precinct. I was a cluster captain of four, and I spent 1,000 hours investigating that, and then realized that what I caught wasn't happening everywhere. It was a stack. And in case they had an audit, they can say, go audit this precinct, because the way they had set the thing up.
So they got an algorithm that selectively does it here and there, so they can deny.
Fraction magic is real, okay? And it is very easy to
program. And define that, because I know you're really smart engineers. You're inside the box and outside the box. Define it for me like I'm 5 years old.
Well, fraction magic is a application that was found by Benny Smith out of Memphis, Tennessee, where he followed basically the cheese back to the rat by getting those databases that Ben sent off to Europe to get decrypted. When they came back, that he was able to go ahead and find how the system was rigged. And, of course, they do it on a precinct level, because elections are stolen on a precinct level, because that's how the demographics work. And so basically, you can go ahead and really program the database through this application to give the results that you want to give. And then what's really startling about it is that, you know, at some locations, not very many, we do have some hand count audits. And the first time I got introduced to fraction magic, what I wanted to see is how fast I could de-rig, because, you know, I've been arrested because I've challenged elections and how they did the lottery drawings or try to rig the recounts. And I know that when they do a lottery pick, if they do not commit the precinct results on the spot before they do the drawing, that they can walk in the back room and within that or a minute de-rig the precincts that they have selected to audit, and the audits will match up. That's a scary thing.
So we've got criminal managerial level accounting, obviously, that's how they've taken over, but they've already got it set up for their so-called remedy if you do catch them. How do you counter that?
Well, pretty simple. Fraction magic will change the numbers in the database, but it cannot change a ballot image.
So we make them say the ballot image. Now let's talk about this election, all the different news coming in of dead people voting multiple times, but that's voter fraud that's being organized. And we also have, obviously, digital stuff that's a lot harder to find, and we've got a lot of vote flipping. I mean, I guess that's the older standard way. What does it mean when we start seeing a bunch of vote flipping? Like one, and it seems to be always against Trump.
A very sophisticated hack is not going to show you on the screen. What's really happening with a lot of these DREs, and I can't say this is a fact, I mean, you know, but they're 12 years old. They were cheaply built back in with the Help America.
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old cheap computer, so it's just frizzing out. Yeah.
It's freaking out. It's not calibrated problem. The screens are delaminating. And the real, you know, look there, but the real trick is going inside the computer.
And we've caught companies loading the Fraction Magic program on. Shouldn't be there to be able to pre-program. I mean, that's the proof.
Yeah. And the proof is they can't prove that elections are honest because they don't verify. And if we can get at these ballot images, okay, then we could verify. It's these ballot images is what the machine counts.
When sure, so you guys are excited because you found a way, since these programs already have it in them, to be able to have people have a record, have a receipt, go back and check it, do spot counts, do spot checks, and really verify precinct by precinct.
But it's not being done. It's being rigged.
Let me ask you this then. Why are more and more of the companies doing the image save software if it's their undoing?
Because the MART sensor technology. Remember when we were in school and we took the Iowa test and you filled in the bubble?
Oh, the scanner's working off of that, so that's just the basis of it.
Right. The new scanners use ballot images because that's the technology. We're at a point now.
So it's like Scantron.
Yeah, it's like taking a document scanner and scanning in your document.
Got it. Okay, I see. So it's part of the process, so they might as well just save that. It's like saving the ballots. It's digital with compression. It's totally cheap.
Yeah, and they're not doing it, Alex.
In fact, as you expose and others, they're working very hard to expunge it.
Yes, and they're doing it over and over in places that we check.
Yeah, and that's always evidence of the crime once we've caught them. Wow, John Brakey, amazing, electionnightmares.com. Aren't you glad there's folks like this guy, the opposite of lazy asses watching football all day, that is actually there fighting for us? We'll be right back with more straight ahead. It's election 2016. We're only 12 hours out, folks.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Already planned her victory tomorrow with fireworks set for 10 o'clock Eastern. funny. A lot of times you wouldn't think the election results wouldn't be in until maybe 10 or 11 Pacific. That'd be 8 o'clock Pacific, but they've canceled that fireworks display. They're not saying they're holding back. They've just canceled it. In every battleground state, Trump's ahead in their skewed polls, even in the skewed polls. And here's the New York Times. TV networks face a skeptical public on election night. Yeah, look for CNN that keeps projecting her as the winner to say she's the winner at 6 o'clock at night so people all across the West don't go out and vote. Just another nasty trick like Ted Cruz got caught doing in Iowa, saying Ben Carson had quit, and then he got a big percentage of his votes the next 3 hours. I want to have this gentleman back, obviously, to get into a bigger in-depth discussion of this. But I got to tell you, it is just mind-blowing when Bev Harris, she's not a person that gets up there and crows about things. She said, undoubtedly, this is the biggest thing she's ever discovered, they've ever discovered. It, in fact, it's bigger than everything. It's how they're doing it, how they're putting a program on that shouldn't be there. You know, it shouldn't be there. And it's there, and they've been, and they go to the polling places and they run in fear. They've arrested this guy. So going back to John Brakey of electionnightmares.com, in the 5 minutes we have left, other key points you want to impart to people?
Well, I would urge people to file a records request at their county, and I would ask for the ballot images, and when they say they don't have them, then why don't you? And because that is the future. We need to change out this junk equipment. We got to make elections transparent, trackable, and publicly verifiable. You know, in your earlier hour, you were talking about community, and, you know, what I want to add to that is that, you know, the final solution is to get back to a precinct-type level of voting, that we are doing hand counts and verifying there at these precincts.
Which they admit, as you said statistically, it's easier to do paper, verify at the precinct, it's put on the wall, everybody sees it, you add them together, that's how it should be done.
Absolutely, Alex, and we have to get there because everything else is a game. And the sad thing, that's kind of the history of this country, is that since the very beginning that, you know, really voting has been a struggle, and, you know, and there are people in this country, I call them the status quo, that keep things the way they are. Our whole system, I can see from all the years I've been involved fighting corruption, is a pay-to-play system is how it works.
That's right. I mean, the real way you get stuff done is pay-to-play. And some areas may have decent voting, but others don't. There's clearly, though, because, you know, there's an awakening, a populism that transcends left or right. There's a real appetite now in the establishment to really push the envelope and be very naked about it. And I think that's where they failed. I think their brazen rigging of polls and everything is really blowing up in their face. And I've never seen the public more receptive now to exposing election fraud. Have you found that?
Totally, Alex, is that, you know, I feel like we passed the Rubicon. Voter fraud was an Orwellian trick. Everything that went wrong in election, they call it voter fraud, when the reality is it's election fraud.
Election fraud.
Yeah, and, you know, if I could just give one little quick story about Massachusetts. You know, I canvassed the whole country in this last election cycle. I took off the whole year thus far and worked elections. In Massachusetts, they have 351 municipalities. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the votes that are counted in five of the states of New England are counted by the mafia, a group called LHS, okay? And in Massachusetts, the 351 municipalities, a lot of them subcontract out their elections to this company, and they come in and basically run the machines, program them, and set them up. Well, anyway, in that election with Bernie Sanders against Hillary, Bernie Sanders lost the state by 1.42%. But shockingly, 68 of these small communities hand-counted their votes, and Sanders won that by an average of 17.9%.
Isn't that funny, where you actually had real voting, Sanders won, but they were so naked. Again, they just said, we don't care he's winning all over the country, and Stanford certified that it's a fraud. Hillary just said, I have the superdelegates, that's who counts. So I think their arrogance, again, I mean, to see them on TV going, your popular vote doesn't matter, I mean, that was crazy. Why'd they do that?
Because they are running the game, they manipulate, they're ballot harvesting. I look at the system and I break it down by segments. And, you know, another good example of the big heist in this country thus far was California. That heist was incredible, what they did there, okay?
From Sanders.
Back, yeah. It was.
I mean, it was even in the New York Daily News that they just met the day before with CNN and AP with the superdelegates and decided what it would be.
Yeah. And then they stole it. What they did in California is an incredible, that on the front end of election night, Hillary was winning by 26 points in the vote by mail. The next morning, when I woke up, she only won by 13. The vote by mail was stacked in the front end. They sent other ballots back to the back end, which is unaudited. At the precinct, 2.5 million people.
You know what? If you can do 5 more minutes, and then I've got another big Clinton insider coming on, can you break down? I followed him. You're an expert. Can you break down what they admit they did in California?
Yeah, I certainly can.
Well, let's come back and talk about that. This is incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got some super exciting news for you. Hillary's canceled her victory fireworks display. She is desperately in 7 different blue states, refuses to campaign until now, begging people to vote because they're all about to fall to Trump and the new populism. They stole it from Sanders, folks. He probably could have actually beat Trump. He was an outsider. Whether you like his politics or not, they stole it and tried to put a Clinton in. I mean, Jeb Bush was getting 4% in national polls. So was Hillary, 4-5%. And they didn't look at that and say, hey, we shouldn't sell these people to the public. Nobody's going to buy it. They still did it. I tell you, there is a wind on down the road, folks. And in 2016, we're there. And if they try to steal this in front of God and country, it's going to wake up the country even faster. Quite frankly, I hope they try to steal it from Trump, because that ensures their defeat. If Trump gets in, we're going to be in an uphill battle, because things are really in deep trouble. But we're going to see what happens. But if they try to steal it. Now, here is the latest breaking news. This is from the Clinton News Network having to admit it. Hillary is behind in early voting in Florida. Hillary is behind in North Carolina. Of course she is. The Democrats hate her. I live in Austin, Texas. My mother was a Democrat. My dad's a Republican. All her friends have been Democrats. They came over to her house last week. I was there. They all hate Hillary. They know what went on. Every real liberal, like Julian Assange, Bev Harris, you name it, Jill Stein is against Hillary and say she wants World War III because she does. She makes terrible decisions. She cannot be challenged. She must have her way. You can't do that with China and Russia. So I can tell you right now, the numbers are there. We've covered them. He's 2, he's 3, he's 6, he's 7, he's 8, he's 10 points ahead in all the battlegrounds, depending on which state it is, which poll it is. It's that whole gambit. And that's with oversampling for Hillary. And I get there's more Democrats than Republicans, but they, in the actuaries, vote less than Republicans. So it kind of equals out. So she should be, with oversampling, 10 points ahead. She's not. She's behind. But the mafia is behind her. The big money, the banks, Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, they're not going to give up, folks. They overthrow countries all the time. That's why they're so confident. America's just one more piece of living space for them. But it's an epic time because nobody jokes about election fraud now. Nobody believes mainstream media now. Again, we have video streams running right now, separate from 20 years of me being on air, 20 plus, to get 3 million listeners during the show. It took me 20 years. We had 50 million views last week on just live streams. We have 2 million people right now on Facebook, YouTube, and our own stream watching. 2 million. CNN doesn't have 2 million viewers for their top shows. And again, I'm not bragging. It's not that I'm good. They're that bad. Larry Nichols coming up, former Clinton insider moment, who said Comey by Saturday or Sunday, he said it a week ago, would say no investigation. It was a way to distract from WikiLeaks, which was all bombshell. Now, in closing, I want to thank John Brakey of electionnightmares.com, one of the leading experts in the country, engineers exposing fraud and arrested, you know, trying to ferret this info out. You were getting into California and how it was stolen from Sanders. Lay that out for folks because, again, even Stanford University looked at your research and others and said, yeah, in what, 10 states he was robbed. My God, he won New Hampshire, and then they gave the delegates to her. We interviewed a superdelegate. He goes, it doesn't matter if he wins all the states. Hillary gets it. We decide in the party. George Will wrote that Washington Post article saying, quote, a mere plurality of voters does not win this. It is we, the sovereigns of the party. I mean, these guys are almost like Kim Jong-un of North Korea, waddling around, not realizing how ridiculous they are, saying our vote doesn't count to our face. So where does that go, John? Break it down for us. We've lost his audio. Let's fade him up or check it. Yeah, we lost your audio real quick. John, go ahead and start back over. Do we have you?
Yeah, I'm back. Can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's as you say, it is election fraud. Most of us can clearly see it. Like I said, I've been canvassing the whole country. California had to be the biggest heist that I have ever personally covered, and I've covered a lot of heists in Maricopa, Pima County, Massachusetts, other states. But California was bold because on election night, when the vote by mail came in, you know, of course, I pulled down the results, and you can see with the precinct votes coming in, when it says zero and there's 200,000 votes there, it's all vote by mail. In the vote by mail, they stacked it on the front end, and they're using these Pitney Bowes mail sorters that also verify your signature. And it could be a situation that, you know, oh, you're voting for Bernie. We'll count you later because we're not verifying 35% of the vote, which is the tail end. That's the stack. At the precinct, it's shocking. It was the strip. And stripping people of the right to vote by forcing them into provisionals. 2,500,000 people want to vote on a Democratic ticket at the precinct. 550,000 people were forced into provisional ballots that did not get counted until after the canvass. Once the precinct vote was in, which was about 64 to 65% of the overall vote, they called the election, okay? With 35% more to be counted, which was another 2.5 million, That would, in my belief, was fraction magic, because if you look at the rules of large numbers and how they table off and go flat, this thing didn't. You found a situation like in Arizona, Hillary Clinton won the vote by mail by 60%, and then Bernie Sanders wins the precinct vote by 59%. That's a 40-point spread. That's unheard of. I've never seen anything like it in all the years I've been canvassing. Okay? This is part of the pattern that happened across. In fact, Bob Petrakis and Harvey Wasserman wrote a book called the Strip and Flip. And I add to that the stack. And by the way, that's what I found 12 years ago in that first canvas I ever did on my own precinct.
So here's my question for you, John Brakey. Is Hillary arrogant enough to do it? Because it appears, and this is what Bev said, that there's a landslide for Trump. They've been rigging everything. Are they crazy enough, or you disagree, that they're stealing it? Are they crazy enough to really try this with this huge populist movement?
You know, I don't know what the polls really are, and I don't believe the polls at all, okay? I think that they are rigged, and, you know, and once again, thank you, Bob Petrakis in Ohio, for suing Edison, the company, you know, for they tried to.
No, but they tell you in the CNN polls and others, they go, we're adding 12% more Democrats, or we're adding, I've seen 46% more added in the CNN poll to have her at 68%. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I agree, but I'm not looking into that hard. I think the poll that really matters to me is the one that's going to happen tomorrow, and then try to figure out how they rigged it, and then look at the numbers as they come in, because, you know, there are patterns, and you look for this, what I call...
Sure, and they'll have early announcements, early projected winners. Isn't that one of their favorite tactics?
Well, of course it is, but we're not done until all the numbers are in, at least the work that we do to try to...
And that's... I mean, regardless of what you think of Trump, I don't know your view on him. Isn't it good he's pointing out fraud? Isn't it good saying he'll challenge? Isn't that refreshing?
Yes, it is, and I want you to know that we made a reach out to the Trump campaign to try to help them understand election fraud, and we didn't have much success.
So. Well, here's the problem, because it's not a bureaucracy. You're literally dealing with one guy, and he literally is up 18 hours a day trying to figure it all out, and it's been a crash course in brain surgery for him, but believe me, he's aware, and he appreciates what everybody's doing, and we want to thank you, John Brakey, electionnightmares.com. Thank you, sir.
And I want to thank you for all the good you do, my friend. And I'm very appreciative to have the opportunity to come on your fine show.
Thank you. No, I am just so honored to be associated with people like that. I mean, it's good to be around people that care, have that fire of liberty, that are informed, that are smart. Now, look at the general public. You know, a lot of them are like zombies. People run to me and they say, hey, Alex, you know, they say, you only think of the NFL. I got some tickets. You want to fly out and see the playoffs? And I'm like, I remember actually going and seeing NFL playoffs when I was about 18. I'm actually thinking, yeah, that'd be fun. But you know what? I remember one time Nolan Ryan's son invited me to go see a Rangers game. It was like 20 years ago. And I said, you know, I can't do it. I said, I just got to fight. And it's not that I'm being goody two-shoes about it. It's just that I can't sit there and go to these things and do this and care about a game. I can go watch a movie and have fun, but I just can't go and like have all my political energy and everything involved in caring about a game when there's this big giant game that affects my life forever and it's being rigged. And that's what Stefan Molyneux was talking about earlier. He said this is a big game for the whole future of Western civilization. And it's so epic. So of course I'm fully committed to this game because it affects my kids. Let me tell you, I could get lost hiking and kayaking and painting and cooking. I used to be a great cook. Oh, man, I love cooking steaks or chicken or casseroles. And I used to be a great cook. I'm a great cook. I could just so easily work 8 hours a day and just go home and cook food and hang out with my kids. I want to so bad. Here's the deal. There's bad people coming after my kids. And I try not to cry on the air, but this is the whole future of the country lined up here. And it's not crying because I'm sad. It's crying because I feel extremely violent. I mean, I don't want Hillary Clinton as president. I don't mean violence against her, but it's just my very energy is, you know, I can work 25 hours a day. I don't mean that sarcastically right now, but I mean, that's the point I've reached here. I've got unlimited energy now. My understanding of things has intensified so much because I have fully committed to this fight. I want listeners to understand, it's not a burden to be committed to liberty. It is a blessing. And I thank my lucky stars every moment that I am not like these zombies. I mean, I go out in public and I am freaked out when I go into wealthy and trendy areas. The OCD, the weirdness, the neuroses, the entitlement. Do you know where I feel really good? When I get a tour of a factory, or I go out around people working in the fields, or I get around people that are involved and happy and having a great life, who have got things and pressures in their lives, they're alive. You know, that's why people see this beauty in immigrants to this country when they come from places like Mexico or wherever, because it's hardworking folks and people are involved and they seem satisfied and there's something about them. They're just farmers. We used to be farmers. They took that away from us. We're just one generation away from that. And our farmers were great people. But you take some Mexican farmer and their kid gets put in school and turned to spoiled brat. And these corporations they don't want what Thomas Jefferson wrote about yeoman farmers. Hardworking, smart people that are confident and good. I'll tell you right now, if you read history, the globalists are so scared of farmers. Because what are farmers? They're families. They're men. They're women. They're self-sufficient people. They grow things. They're close to the earth. They're strong. They don't want you to be a farmer. They want you to be under their control. I'm not going to belabor this. We're running specials right now that undoubtedly fund the very tip of the fiery spear that is human resistance, that is the real spear of destiny. You are the spear of destiny. And I want to just encourage all of you right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund our operation and get stuff like DNA Force you absolutely need, Super Male Vitality. We have the new Brain Force that just came in that's got, what is it, 20% stronger, same price. They just got more pills in there or whatever. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 34% off InfoWars Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Pro Pure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 50% off All Pro Gun, Molon Labe, Come and Take It Apparel. And I forgot, I haven't even plugged it, I didn't read my own sheet. Free shipping, good Lord, on top of 30% discounts to 40% discounts, free shipping store wide. And you can sign up for auto shipping at 10% off. A lot of that brings stuff below cost. And it funds our operation. And let me tell you something, I see money coming in here as bombs, as weapons. And I look at the weapons I've got, and I just thank God for it, and thank God you're doing it. It's not about ego. It's not about, quite frankly, I want to move like a blue-collar area. Just get away from the middle-class people I'm around. I live in that rich of an area. I just live where I can be behind a gate and have some security. And every time I'm out walking the dog, somebody's like, "You live around here?" And I'm like, "Hey, you son of a bitch. No, I don't live around here. Go to hell." I mean, I don't mean to be like that, but, you know, I just can't stand it. You know, I just am a common person. And I don't want wealth and trappings. I want victory. I want red blood for humanity. I want strength. I want honor. I want to go to the stars. I want to stomp control freaks and pedophiles into the damn ground. I want to just grab them by their mouths and rip their lower mandibles right off their head. I want to show them what real strength is, these pieces of crap. And I believe humanity has the energy and the soul and the will to do it. And we're proving that. And InfoWars and our spirit is powering the resistance. The enemy's smart. They said 10 years ago, when the Tea Party started, they said Alex Jones is the high priest of the Tea Party and needs to be washed, because they know. They know my spirit's real. That's why Hillary calls me Dark Heart. It's not about me, but I'm just telling you, this rediscovery of humanity is the key, and I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've done and everything you've stood for, and I am just honored, and you believe me, I am doing everything I can to deliver. I am doing everything I can for you and my family and my ancestors to do the best job I can. That's why I don't like you thanking me, because Lord knows I drop the ball a lot and I'm pissed off at myself. But I'm committed to you, and I will never falter or waver. I will never back down. I will never sell you out. I will never, because I won't sell my soul out or my kids out. I have empathy. You are just as important as my brother or my sister or my father or my mother. No matter what color you are, you bleed red blood, you want freedom, I will kill for you. I will fight for you. I will never surrender. I will never back down. I will never give in. And it's time for good people to stand up and take action, and we're doing it, and we've won. Our spirit of liberty has spread. They are panicking. They want to steal this from Trump. They don't know what to do. They want to declare that we're discredited. They're discredited. It's a joke. Donald Trump's already won. You've already won. We forced these guys out into the daylight. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time for Larry Nichols. But I want to thank you all for your support. This is just history that's happening right now. So thank you. Take advantage of things you need and take advantage and get those things you need and the funding we need together to dominate the enemy and to be strong and to be able to take their slings and arrows. I've taken so many slings and arrows. I make a joke. I wasn't born in this life with body armor, but I've taken so many arrows and so many stones and so many cuts. And I've got so much scar tissue that it's my strength. Sick. Drags the ground. And I love every bit of it. Because it's the animating contest of liberty. It's everything they've tried to stop us from going through so that we will not rise to the next level. Let's go to Larry Nichols. Larry, I appreciate you. Former Clinton insider. Your credibility only goes up as everything you've talked about comes true. You said the witches' coven, the satanic rituals, it's all out in the WikiLeaks. You said 8 days ago on air that they're going to come out on Saturday or Sunday, 2 days before the election, and now she's totally exonerated to ignore all the other stuff that happened. Rush Limbaugh was correct as well, but I guess you might have talked to the same Supreme Court justice that told you that. And we know a bunch of FBI guys got fired to talk to you just yesterday. But it doesn't matter. There's no future. That's not dishonor to be fired doing the right thing. This is an epic time to be alive. They're saying she's behind in North Carolina. North Carolina, she's behind in Florida. She's canceled her fireworks display. That may be playing possum. And she's got a lot of tricks up her sleeve. But what are you smelling and what are your sources saying right now? What's in the air, Larry Nichols?
All right, Alex, you got to be careful. Remember what I've told you for years, literally, that the last thing they'll do is show her behind.
But they want her underdog to get her minions out and make it believable.
They're scared to death, and that's why they're pushing so hard at this late date. I would have never agreed to them showing underdog status the day before the election. That's pushing it too bad. But that's how nervous they are.
Obama looks completely shook up, too.
Yeah, Alex.
He looks like he's scared. I love seeing that.
Yeah. Here's the truth. As I see it from looking, I enjoyed your guest before me. As I see it today, Hillary wins by six. Now, wait a minute. Hillary wins by six. But in truth, the actual vote, Trump's up by two or three. So what does that mean? That means if we will do the two things that I'm going to tell today, if I have time, we can curtail voter fraud enough, Alex, to where you can have victory. We can have victory.
Now, when you say voter fraud, it's all election because it's individuals, but they're being orchestrated. So isn't that really election fraud as well?
That's right. I mean, it's absolute. They're pulling out every trick in the book, every one. So let me.
And they're getting caught. So what does that mean?
Well, now there's the problem. Who are you going to call? They're getting caught. But you see, that's the problem with this syndicate that I've told you about. That's Arkansas in the 80s and 90s. They control the Justice Department. They control the FBI. They control the media. They are going to control Congress very soon if we don't stop them. So the problem is they don't even care if they get caught because they know there's no place for us to go to take action on it. So they think. Here's the dirty trick. They're scared to death. So if your listeners will do this for me, two things, and I'd like to talk about gun control because I brought that up yesterday.
Yeah, that's in the WikiLeaks, total gun ban.
Well,
so everything but bolt action.
Well, let me tell you what they're going to do with gun control because I've just been besieged because of your program about it. Here's what's coming within 6 months. I have actually seen the draft of it. They're coming in within 6 months. Hillary will do a presidential executive order calling for gun registration nationwide.
No, that's in the WikiLeaks.
Well, okay. Well, what I saw wasn't WikiLeaks. What I saw was what I was provided by the same group that told me about what was happening with the Wiener email.
Well, it's just her promising executive action once she's in and once there's a trigger event.
That's right. And the way she's going to get around it is by going executive order, doing registration on firearms. She's not violating, as she will say, the Second Amendment because we're not keeping people from having weapons. We're just
tracking
making
them.
People tracking them. Then within 6 months of that, as within her first year, year and a half, she will do what they call conforming. Conforming under their code word, conforming means they're going to say, all right, folks, Alex, you've got a shotgun. Let's see. What can a shotgun be used for? Well, it can hunt ducks. You can use it to hunt. You can use it to protect yourself. So therefore, you know what? You can have one of those. But then they're going to say an AK-47 with clips that hold 20, 30, 40 rounds. What can you use those for? Well, you don't use them to hunt ducks. You can't take them into the woods because of the high-capacity clips. The only thing they can be used for are... You know,
sure, they ban, they admit it. They want to ban all semi-auto. That's it. That's the admitted. Hell, they're in the Washington Post saying, time to ban everything but single
that's
shot.
Right. So once again, she's going to go at that and see, this is how this dirty plot works. This is how this trick works out. So she's going to issue another executive order within this first year and a half, making people turn in their weapons that do not conform to what, you know, they think.
And when folks don't, they do a soft gun control where they persecute gun owners as they beta test it in Illinois and California. I concur. We're experts on that. We agree with you.
There you go. First, so anyway, that's what's coming to the people that were.
Sure, but what about election tomorrow? What's the intel?
You do two things. Two things tomorrow, and I swear to everyone listening to me, we'll win this election. When you go in, we've talked about it before, first thing, protect your vote. You walk in, if it's a voting machine, you make them prove before you leave that booth that every vote you cast is officially recorded the way you cast it. If they don't, then you make them give you a paper ballot. Now, I've already had people call me, Alex, thanks to you. They've reported it to your website, by the way. They've already gone, requested paper ballots. They were told they didn't have them, couldn't get them. Well, when they pressed the issue, come to find out they did have them. But when you go in, if they can't verify your vote, demand a paper ballot. If they say they don't have them, then you
go. And now when that precinct goes sideways, you can overthrow the entire deal because they didn't give you a paper ballot. And, yes, we're getting the...
So what you do is you find out where can you go to get a paper ballot. And they say, well, you'll have to go to the whatever place. Well, go there and get a paper ballot. But before you leave that precinct, If they say they don't have a paper ballot, because remember, under law, they're supposed to have paper ballots available, if nothing else, if the power goes on. If they don't do that, before you leave, you call the police. They're not going to come with their lights flashing. You're just calling and reporting exactly what happened.
Well, I got to say, I mean, the police aren't perfect, but compared to the globalists, they're good people. They're really awake to what's happening. I'm told they've been they've been arresting a bunch of people and actually filling out reports where they had. Usually, you know, the cops are told to cover it up. They're not covering it up.
No, remember, those guys are with us. They don't want Hillary. My God, they're the ones being shot. They're the ones who've got targets on their backs thanks to Obama and Hillary. So anyway, call the police. Then the minute you call the police, you go to InfoWars where your site is to report voter fraud. Report it. Now, folks, please, if that has to be contested in court, Trump needs, he needs verifiable instances of voter fraud.
He needs a crap ton.
That's right. Now, the next thing you do is, this is where it gets a little difficult, Alex. When you're through voting, take time out of your day and spend an hour or two or three or the whole day. Sit there at that precinct and watch. And when you see a van pull up with five or six people getting out, going in and voting, come back, get the van.
You get photos up front. You follow it legally to the next place. You show the photos again. You release it to InfoWars at vote at InfoWars.com. Stay there, Larry. We'll come back to you for five more minutes. Larry Nichols is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We are now 3 hours in to the 52-hour broadcast. We have 49 hours left. We're going to be broadcasting live right through the night, right through tomorrow, on Election Day, right into Wednesday. DrudgeReport.com is linked at the top to InfoWars.com/show. Send that link out. Send DrudgeReport.com out. Because if they shut us down, we got hack attacks going on, we want you to have other places. DrudgeReport.com. And send all the video links out right now. That's part of the revolution, too. Voting by making independent media 10 times bigger. We're already bigger. Need to be 10 times bigger to totally dwarf the sickening demon CNN.